B'siyata d'shmaya, let's learn together a piece of Yismach Yisrael for Parshas Matos. It appears on page 64 of the Sefer. He begins by quoting a medrash in this week's Parsha, Medrash Rabbah, on the pasuk U'mikne Rav Hayav. We know that 2.5 Shvatim asked permission to stay outside of Eretz Yisrael because of their Mikne Rav, and the Medrash quotes Halacha, Gimel Matanos Nivra'u Ba'olam. Medrash says there were three gifts that were created in the world. Zocha ba'achas mehen, if a person is zocha to have one of the three gifts, natol chemdos kol ha'olam. He has all of the desirable things of this world. So for example, zocha b'chachma, zocha b'kol. If he has wisdom, then he has everything. Zocha b'gvura, zocha b'kol. If he has strength, then he has everything. Zocha b'osher, zocha b'kol. If he has wealth, then he has everything. Asks the Medrash Amasai, when is that true? B'zman shehem matanos shamayim, uvaos b'koach ha'torah. That's only true if these are gifts that are given to him from Shemayim, and they come through the strength of the Torah. But a person who has the strength of this world, or the wealth of Basar V'dam, ain't klum. We have to see what that means exactly. Shechein Shlomo Omer, v'chulu, v'chein Yirmiya Omer, v'chulu, he quotes the psukim that describe how our greatest Nevi'im and sages and kings rebuked and criticized those who get caught up in the pursuit of wisdom, the pursuit of money, the pursuit of strength, physical strength that is. And says the Medrash, when a person has these gifts and they come from a source other than Hashem, then eventually they are destined to stop from him. Shana Rabbi Hoseinu, and the rabbis give examples for each of them. Shnei Chacham Omdu Ba'olam, V'chulu, V'chulu. Medrash gives examples, Achitofel and Bilam, a great Jewish sage and a great sage from the Umas HaOlam, whose wisdom was destructive, and a great Jewish warrior, a person of great strength, Shimshon, and Goliath from the Umas HaOlam, and again their strength became somewhat self-defeating, and Korach and Haman, again a Jewish wealthy person, Korach, also a Talmud Chacham, but a wealthy person that Korach was, Haman, very wealthy from the Umas HaOlam, and again in each of these examples, Achitofel and Bilam, Shimshon and Goliath, Korach and Haman, whether you're a Jew or a Gentile, if you have the source of wisdom or strength or wealth from something other than the Matanos Shemayim, then it doesn't last. Says the Medrash Lama, why is that so? Shelo hayim matanasa me'akadosh baruch hu, because they did not receive these gifts from Hashem, ela choytvin osa lahen, rather they took them for themselves. The Yismach Yisrael asks a series of questions because it's difficult to understand exactly what the Medrash is even saying. HaMedrash hazeh omer dershuni. First of all, the Medrash begins by saying, if you have one of the three, you have all of the three. Ask the Yismach Yisrael, that's simply not true. We know there are people, we see people who are very strong, but they're not so smart, and they're very poor. Or we see ve'echad hu chacham va'ani v'kadome, a person can be smart, but he's very poor. Who's to say that if you have one, you have all of the chemdas ha'olam, all of the three things that are, three primary things that are desired by people in this world? Question number two, Gamma Peirashal Gurasa Va'osho Shabbasar Vadam, when it describes the sort of distinction between the wealth and the strength that Hashem gives a person versus the wealth and the strength that a person gives a person, Heich Afshar Lomar Kam, what does that even mean? V'halo ilmale yafsik shif'o v'chiyuso shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu afilu rega achas hayikagolam b'lichiyus. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to retract his shefa, his divine influx, the chiyus that Hashem gives you, you wouldn't have anything. What's the concept of ashiras outside of Hashem willing it to be that way, or gvura outside of Hashem willing it to be that way? And finally, question three, v'gam mazeh halashon, the end of the medrash, a related question to question two, what's the idea of chot salahem, that they took it for themselves? How could a person take something again that Hashem doesn't want? Efshar lachtov biladai ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean for one to take that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not decreed? So he explains so beautifully. The Medrash Shmuel in his commentary on Pirkei Avos in the fourth parak on the Mishnah, Ezehu Chacham, who is one who is wise, the one who learns from everyone. Vehektim letaritz divrei Rambam. But we'll begin by explaining the words of the Rambam, what appears to be a contradiction of the Rambam. In the fifth parak of Hilchos Tshuva, Asher tamu alav kol nosei keilav, all the commentators on the Rambam ask, Shesvaras haRambam hi. The Rambam seems to say that whether you are wise or foolish is your choice, and it's not something that's divinely ordained But that's explicitly against the Gemara, where the Gemara tells us in Maseches Nida that a malach hamamuna al ha'arayon, that a malach who is assigned over pregnancy, tipa zo matehe aleha, the malach wonders and asks, what's going to be with this drop, right? With this drop of zera, which will form a child. What's the nature of this child? Is he going to be gibur or chalash? Is he going to be strong or weak? Is he going to be tipesh or chacham? Is he going to be foolish or wise? With the exception of one's Yirah Shamayim, it sounds like everything is predetermined. Whether you're going to be a tzaddik or a rasha, that's for you to choose. But the Gemara makes it sound like wisdom is something that's given to you or not given to you. So what does it mean when the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva that it's your choice to be smart or to be foolish? This is the question the Mefarshim ask on the Rambam. So based on the Medrash Shmuel, we can put it all together. The Medrash Shmuel in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, Benir al pi divrei Medrash Shmuel al Mishnas ben Zoma. Ben Zoma asks, Ezehu chacham halomim mikol adam. Umefarish, and the Medrash Shmuel explains, al pi ha-gemara haniskar le'el, dal shalosh ha-dvar me'elu ha-malach machriz. Yes, the malach does declare if a person is going to be smart, if a person is going to be wealthy, if a person is going to be strong, it's true. However, v'lezoz ba ben Zoma, yet ben Zoma comes to teach us that even one who's not so smart, v'limei das esam, sha'al yomar adam noash, a person shouldn't, God forbid, throw up his hands and feel defeated if he hasn't been blessed with natural genius abilities. U'kegzeras ha-malach kein muchach lios, that this is the way the malach decreed it to be and that's how it has to be. Lo kein hadavar, rakol ish yuchol hios chacham, v'gibur, v'asher, kasher yasuk v'torah. Every Jew has the ability through the Esek HaTorah to come to Chachmas HaTorah, and from there to true Gvura and to true Ashiras. Sha'atorah machimas pesiv v'nosenes l'psoam ramah. That Torah sharpens the mind of those who are foolish, meaning even one who had a gzeira. Mizeh yachim af shenigzer alav dios tipesh. Even the one who was told a gzeira before he was born, his neshama was destined to be foolish, can change that gzeira through the hard work of Esek HaTorah. Hein Yiras Hashem hi chachma. Through the Yiras Hashem, through the honest and soul-searching desire to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the study of Torah, through the Yiras Hashem that one acquires, one can gain chachma. And that's what it says. V'chein amru chazal, im yira ein chachma, if you don't have Yiras Shamayim, that you don't really have chachma. The chachma that's given to you before you're born is a different type of chachma. It's not real chachma. It's not the essence of chachma. It's not chachma satorah, chachma salukis. True chachma comes through yira, yiras Hashem, comes through Torah. Umizeh nasa chacham afilu b'milei da'alma. And as we see so often, how wise our sages are, that when a person has Torah knowledge, all of a sudden he has a whole perspective on life. He understands so many things of the natural world. Afilu b'milei da'alma, on top of page 65. Even in mundane matters, he has a depth, a grasp. You can seek the counsel of a great tzaddikim and great talmidei chachamim because the Torah has enlightened their eyes to understand the reality of the world because Torah is the reality of the world. And he has the wisdom, that natural wisdom, that's given to those who are born with that natural wisdom. Through Torah one could acquire all of the wisdom. So therefore the Rambam makes a lot of sense. A person shouldn't think that a Kodesh Baruch Hu goes there to be a tzaddik or a rasha. El tzaddik v'rasha hu bechira. Tzaddik and rasha is your choice. And that's like the Gemara seems. That's the only thing you could choose. You're a tzaddik or a rasha. U'memeyle im zeh hu bechira biyara adam. But a person can use, again, that Yirah Shamayim to become wise in Torah. Even if he has, it's been decreed that he's going to be wise in a certain natural sense. And here's the key line, B'derech Avoda. If he takes his wisdom and he uses it in a mundane way, in a way that is not spiritual, is not deeply purposeful, v'chata bo, and in fact he even brings it to sin as a way to be creative with his mind to become a sinful person, an evil person, hareza shote, v'chein lehefech, so then he's a fool, despite the fact that he's a smart fool. V'zeh navo gam kin ela biyur b'medrash, and now we understand the medrash. When the medrash talks about chachma, and the medrash talks about gvura, and the medrash talks about osher, it talks about it from the perspective of Torah. If a person is osek in Torah and gathers the wisdom of Torah, then he becomes truly what? A gibor. He may not be physically strong, but he certainly is a gibor, the way Chazal explained, Ezehu gibor hakovesh es yitzro. V'zocha gam kein lios sameach b'chelko. He becomes a true usher. A true usher is one who's what? Who rejoices in his portion in this world. Uchedoma im yizke adam ha'yidei ha'torah b'limuda v'yigiasa lios sameach b'chelko, v'meilu gam kein chacham v'gibor. And that's what the Medrash means. If you have one, you have all three. If you have the Torah perspective on chachma, you're going to have the Torah perspective on gvur and osher. If you have the Torah perspective on osher, you'll have the Torah perspective on gvur and chachma. As long as one taps into the perspective of Torah, because Torah is all-encompassing, Torah is Hashem Tamima, so everything comes along with it. Unlike, again, the natural wisdom or the natural strength or the natural wealth that a person might have in this world as decreed by heavenly decree. V'zehu perish ha-medrash e-masai. So now we understand what the Medrash asks. When is this true, that if you have one, you have all? B'zman shehem matanos shamayim uvaos b'koach ha-Torah. That's only if you have them through the koach ha-Torah. Haynu shezach alehem al yedei limud ha-Torah. Aval gvuraso va'asho shal basar v'dam. Gvuraso va'asho shal basar v'dam means physical strength and physical material wealth. Haynu shal yedei gzeras ha-melech. Right, that's also decreed by Hashem. Of course, it's not something that you have on your own, but it's that which was given to you by Hashem. Ayidei tipa mechelek aveim zenikra basar v'dam. It's part of your physical reality. If a person takes that ve'enu mishdamish b'midos halalu l'tzarach gavoa rak l'tzarach atzmo, and he uses it for his self-serving interests, ze'enu klum v'sofan li'ibud me'olam, and therefore such a thing goes to waste. It's going to be lost from him. K'mavua b'medrash, and that's the examples of the medrash. People who had a certain natural greatness in these areas and misused it and abused it. Shnei Chachamim amdu ba'olam. Achitofel and Bilam were very wise. They had tremendous kochos, but they didn't use it in the right way. Ulafisha shtamshu b'chachma letashmishon u'tzarchan v'lo letzarch gavoa nevdu me'olam. Because they didn't use it in the right way, it ruined them. V'chein kulam, the same thing is true for one who misuses his strength, whether it's Shimshon or Golias. Obviously Shimshon's a complicated character. Korach and Haman, who didn't use their wealth properly. Again, Korach was a tzaddik, not so easily dismissed. But again, these were people who had the opportunity to do so much more with what they were given, and they used it in a destructive way. Lama, shechotven osa lahem, because they took it for themselves. What does it mean they took it for themselves? Hashem gave it to them, but they used it for themselves. Haynu shechotvu hamidos shenivrao v'nasnu lahem l'tzorach gavoa, what was given to them for divine purposes, holy purposes. Chotvu osam l'tzorach atzmam. Binyane olam haza. They used it for the matters of this world. V'al yakshal dvarinu eila madu aluchisha v'rambam gamkein osher v'ani v'gibor o'chalash. So according to this understanding, why does the Rambam only say that you can choose to be wise or choose to be foolish? Seemingly one could choose to be rich in the Torah way. One could choose to be strong in the Torah way. K'dvarinu ha'nizkar le'el. Why didn't the Rambam write that? Why do we only come to this through the Medrash? Kineh, this is a very deep explanation. We know the Torah operates on many levels. Obviously, the Rambam can't necessarily tell us that through Torah a person is going to acquire the pshat of gvura and osher. It's not going to make you physically strong, Torah. It's not going to make you physically, well, materialistically wealthy, right? The way that the Gezeras HaMelech of the Malach before one's born decrees. Derach Mashal Gibur Afilu Hem Kovesh Es Yitzro. For example, a person is strong if he conquers his Yitzhara. Ulam Einenu Gibur B'tivo L'Sgav Mulchama Kamuvan. A person who's strong at beating his Yitzhara doesn't necessarily have the strength to engage in a battle on the battlefield. And so too, an Asher who's Sameach B'chelko, he is not necessarily an usher in the simple sense of the Gezeras HaMelech. However, a person who is Chacham, the Rambam does give the example of Chacham, because a person who does have Chachma al Yedei Torah, he is Nasa Chachma. He is Kepshuto. The Rambam is a book of Halacha. He does. A person who has the Chachma of Torah, Kepshuto, has the Chachma of Olam Hazeh. Nasa Chacham be'emes al Yedei Torah b'chol inyanim. Afilu b'nyani Olam Hazeh. You hear what the Rambam is saying? The Rambam is telling us that if a person has the Torah perspective of Ashiras, that doesn't make you rich in the way of pshat, of having a lot of money. A person who is a gibor that is kovish yitzra doesn't make him strong, b'derech hapshat, that he has big muscles. But a person who has chachma, a person who has the chachmas haTorah, it does, even b'derech hapshat, influence his ability to understand the world. And therefore the Rambam only gives the example of chacham o sachal l'bechira. The Rambam only gave the example of a person, so to speak, overcoming the decree with regard to chachma, not with regard to gvur and osher. However, if you look in the Medrash, b'derech drush, all three of them are equally powerful. Masha Enkin, Osher, Ani, Gibor, V'chalash, it's not mentioned by the Rambam, Aval pi ha-drush, kulam al yedei ha-bechira, according to the drush, according to the Medrash, each one of them has a transformative ability, and that's why the Medrash says, if you have one, natalchem das kol ha'olam, you have it all. L'chein ha-medrash choshev kulam le-bechira. And therefore the Medrash gives us the ability to choose in all three of these areas, because to choose them through the prism and the perspective of Torah is always available to us. What an amazing, amazing piece of Torah. I just want to turn quickly to the back of the Sefer for those who have the edition with the Ma'oran Shel Yisrael in the back. Just a beautiful short piece on page 28 on Parshas Matos. When the Shvatim, who want to settle outside the land of Israel, and this is more in context of the pasuk that he quoted in the previous piece, they say to Moshe Rabbeinu, they say to Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, you know, allow us to remain outside of Eretz Yisrael. And they're granted permission to do so. And what is their explanation? What's the Pashat Pshat? U'mikne Rav Hayil Bnei Ruven. The Torah tells us they had a large amount of cattle. They had Mikne Rav. They had many sheep, many animals. And therefore, they wanted to remain outside. Vayomru imatzanu chen beinecha yutan es ha'aretz hazos la'avadecha la'achuza. If it's pleasing in your eyes, please, Hashem, Moshe, allow us to remain outside. Al tavi reinu es hayarden. Hashem, don't make us cross over the Yarden to join the rest of Klal Yisrael. B'derech hapshat, it's very difficult to understand. It seems materialistic. It seems like they're not focused on the Iker, which is coming to Eretz Yisrael. However, he quotes from the Admor HaZaken Zatzal, who explains so beautifully. Shebnei Gad ubnei Ruvein hayu devukim ma'od b'rabba Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom. What does it mean, Mikna Rav? Mikne Rav means not that they had many possessions, but they had a kinyan in their Rebbe. They were deeply connected to the Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu. V'tzafu shu asili kover begai mul beis peor. And they knew that Moshe would be buried outside of Eretz Yisrael. Like we learn in Vezos HaBracha in Perek Lama Dalet, Moshe Rabbeinu is buried begai in a depression, in a lower down spot, opposite Baal Peor. We don't know exactly where it is, the Gemara in Sota says. But the Torah describes it as a guy, as a lowered area opposite Baal Peor, which is outside, of course, Eretz Yisrael. And they loved Moshe Rabbeinu. They didn't want to let go of the Rebbe. L'chein ratu dafka l'kabel nachalosan me'iv ha'yarden. They wanted to be able to be by the Rebbe, to daven by the Rebbe's kever, to be connected to the Rebbe. They couldn't part ways with Moshe Rabbeinu. It was a very lofty desire that they had. And that's the pshat of the pasuk, v'zeh kavanas ha'pasuk, u'mikne rav hoya, perish, kinyon, u'dveikus berav, hainu berabam hakadosh. They had such a deep hiskashrus to their Rebbe that they couldn't let him go. Why dafka Ruven God and Chatzi Sheva Menashe is a good question for you to think about. However, he concludes, V'tzafu sha'asili kavar b'gai, they recognized, they saw, they understood that Moshe would remain outside of Eretz Yisrael, b'gai mul beis pa'or, v'lachein v'yiru es ha'eretz yazer. Therefore, they put their eye, as it says, Perek Lamud Beis Pasuk Aleph, they placed their eye upon Eretz Yazer, and asked permission to remain in Chutz Laretz. So again, somewhat of a limud zchus and a deeper understanding of what it was that they were seeking. Attachment to the Rebbe, to guide them in the Torah way. So Mirat Hashem, we should be zocha to have, halavai, such a Torah perspective. This Shabbos in Chutz Laretz, we read Matos and Masay. It's a double parsha. It's the longest Kriyas HaTorah of the entire year. So Mirat Hashem, the Chachmas HaTorah, should make a Rosham upon us. I think it's 244 psukim, I think. But the Chachmas HaTorah should make a tremendous roshim upon us. And Amir Hashem, if we have the perspective of Torah, then we'll have a life of Chachma, a life of Gvura, in the Torah sense, and a life of Osher, of being truly Sameach, v'chalkeinu.